You are now on air.
Anchor audio date is 12.27.2019. Current time is 4:33 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Friday morning, a very early Friday morning. So good morning, all. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as over there on Twitter. And we're doing an old school audio. No intro music. Of course, I got the boo intro beeps. The boo beeps, I should say, and the you are now on air. I decided to go ahead and use that on old school audios that I do now. I used it at the beginning of the audios I did back in November last month there for the Audio Month Challenge, the Great Audio Month Challenge, in its 12th year, where I had fun doing 30 audios in 30 days and met the challenge along with a few other individuals there, my audio friends there across the pond. And I decided to keep that because there's a lot of times I've been thinking about that program formerly known as Audio Boo, and I really, really liked using it, looking back on it and stuff. So it's just sort of hearing those beeps is a very fond memory of that program, even though I bitched about it a lot. But I find myself not with the morning coffee this morning, but I do have my water, where I've been drinking daily here for for a number of days here, about 283 days. I've been maintaining my goal of 120, 125 fluid ounces a day to keep hydrated. So I'm still continuing that I started. So I have an app that I use. It's called Drink Water Reminder app on the LG Stylo 3 Android track phone that I use. And currently we're talking to you via the Boss Jock app on the old dependable screen cracked iPad mini. And also currently it's about 41 degrees Fahrenheit outside right now. I took Max out a little bit. I'll be taking him out again after we get this audio done. And it's been quite warm. And this morning the sun will be rising at 07:33 and will be setting at 4:41 p.m. Now get this. I checked this yesterday morning as far as when the sun was rising, because I had gotten out of sync here with the Christmas and holiday season, Christmas taking place, because Christmas has come and gone. And we're in the holiday season, so to speak, going into the new year. So I'll be talking about that here in a little bit. But I've been noticing on the sun setting, we are gaining a minute each day here, folks, because yesterday it set at 4:40. Today it sets at 4:41. And it's all because last Saturday was winter began. And I think that's the start of the winter equinox, is it? I believe. So basically we're gaining time now. So that's the only good thing about winter, is that we're starting to get that time back. As far as that goes, the pendulum swinging the other way, seasonal wise. But what was I going to talk about now that I said I was going to talk about? But the Christmas season has come and gone, and as soon as it's here, it's gone. And I just decided I'd like to talk, do an audio here. I got done listening to our good friend Bernie Goldbach, who has been a little bit scarce here on Anchor, but I noticed on his Underway in Ireland channel, he posted up Christmas Meal and Connection, so he's talking a little bit about his Christmas Day with his Christmas dinner, traveling with the family, as far as a lot of people around this world, a lot of families traveling as well. And I just wish safe travels to all those folks. Of course, I didn't have to travel. Of course, I did have to work on Christmas Day. I did work. I had to, and I could relate to that Kevlar vest, Bernie, in a sense. Okay, that's just an inside joke me and Bernie have. And, but I had to work Saturday to watch the farm, in a manner of speaking, and get my walkabouts in at the site where I work at. And it was a very pleasant day. And with this this morning, I said it's 41 degrees. It's been It's been pleasantly warm the last several days. We've been in the been hitting 40s, high 40s. I think we even hit a 50 there. So Christmas. This whole week has been nice. Monday and Tuesday on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, yesterday, and even today. We're supposed to get a little bit of rain today sometime, but I'm looking at the 10-day forecast, and we look like over the next 10 days, we're going to be in the 40s, and you know, which is nice. It's melting all the remaining of the snow that's out there, but that's fine. I'm sure we'll get some more snow in January. But our Christmas Day here in the southern tier of upstate New York, I had to get up early. Of course, the family got up early before I went in to open a presents, and it sort of had a reminder for me, at least as far as getting up early, because last 2 years, Christmas been on a Tuesday, and then prior to that, Monday. Monday and Tuesdays are my regular days off, which is going to be coming up for the change here shortly, but that's for another audio. And so this year we had to get up early, though we left it up to the family members to, you know, should we open Christmas Eve, which I'm glad. I could see open one gift, but, you know, Christmas isn't Christmas until you open them all up on Christmas morning. So I got up early, like I'm up early today. You know, I've been getting up early quite often here over the last month or so. I think it probably is leftover from audio months there, getting up early, doing the morning audio, or doing the old school audio there for the audio challenge. And it was about an hour later, about six o'clock, between 5:30 and 6, the family got up, and we opened our presents and had our Christmas, and, you know, as far as, it was pretty neat. You know, we had all the herd of cats loving the Christmas wrappings on the floor. We gave Max a present here that he sticks his nose in the present bag, and he has a bag full of treats, and, it was really good as far as and you know, for me it's not about the presents, it's about having the family all together and stuff like that, and that's I think as you get older you really appreciate that a lot more, and the like. So it was a very, very good Christmas, and even going into work, it was a fairly quick day, even though nobody was at work for the most part. But so I guess listening to Bernie on his anchor audio that he did on his Underway in Ireland channel, which I think, and I checked just before listening to it, I think he recorded it and put it up there on, because his mainstay is Spreaker, so I noticed it on Spreaker, but I decided to listen to it on Anchor because you can acknowledge with the claps and stuff, and I did that because it was really neat listening to Bernie, which we don't hear too much of, but he's busy doing a home renovation there and stuff like that, and I'm just sort of curious, Bernie, are you going to be doing one of those home renovation TV reality shows? The missus watches those on the TV and stuff, and but we are at sort of an impasse here, coming towards the end of 2019, and I guess for me, right after Christmas, and I'm still amazed as quickly as it's come, it's gone, and I think that's one of the true marks of a very good Christmas, as far as it goes. You know, usually it's a rush, rush, rush. And I didn't really have to rush around that much, you know. It's been a very enjoyable week, even though I have to go into work today. The work cycle I'm in, I started yesterday, so I'll be working going into the weekend as far as working. And but it's good doing the audio here just to talk about that, which has been a little bit lax, I guess. So probably be getting back into it. But reflecting back on the year, it's been a pretty decent year, I think, as far as that goes. Everybody is healthy, and for the most part, that is, and all. So it's just good hearing our good friend at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach, here on the Anchor once again, and sort of reflecting as far as what this past year doing audio has been really good, as far as continuing doing the Anchor Morning Audio, which I will continue into next year. And just thinking that, yes, another year has passed, so, and we have the pleasure and the fun of knowing that we're going into a new year, and it'll be interesting to see what transpires, which is, I think, the feeling I have at the beginning of every new year as far as that goes. And I guess the coffee's going to be starting here in about 15 minutes, and Max is pacing again, so he probably has to go back out again, do his doggy thing, and I'll have to feed him this morning before he gets his meds. I just wanted to come on here and sort of wish everybody, I hope everybody truly had a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas, and otherwise a happy holiday season. And it's just a reflection of the feeling good type feeling, I guess you could have, that you should have, I guess, at this time of year, and the like. So, but I do wish you all very well during this holiday season. And if you are traveling, stay safe as far as that goes. All right, folks, we'll be talking to you in the next audio right here on Anchor. And this is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on Anchor, as well as over there on Twitter, where I tote myself as a social media observer and social media enthusiast. And that's my mainstay is Twitter. And I did do my morning tweets this morning. I do have a couple pictures of the Christmas tree, and the last picture, there's a picture of the Christmas morning as far as I was up, and we got the virtual fireplace going on the big screen TV and stuff like that, so that was pretty, actually the picture's a lot lighter, I think it's from the flash, I did have a light on, and then I shut it off for the Christmas lights and stuff like that, because the picture I was taking on the track phone, LG Stylo 3 phone, the flash was sort of bleeding back into the picture, so I turned the living room lights on for everything to get a picture of the tree and the virtual fireplace. So, all right, folks, that's it for now. You all have a great one. We'll be talking to you in the next audio right here on Anchor. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.